Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rick Matheson's here. Rick's back. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on a decade. He's Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson. He's the author of Branding Unbound and The On-Demand Brand. Both of those, I'm pretty sure, we launched on this show, and he's an outstanding strategic marketing expert and our good friend, Rick Matheson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, welcome. Thank you so much, Jim. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Thanks for being here. Rick, we're working hard here on the show and in my writing. I wrote a column about this, about what I call spring cleaning in December. And only businesses need to do that, because that means we shake out the old, and as we're wrapping it up, and we bring in the new. And so what I want you to do now is be part of helping us get 2020 kicked off in a good way, in a productive way. Let's make it a fast start as the clock strikes 2020. You've got some trends that you think could help us. Talk to us about them.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. So, you know, when I started coming on the show a decade ago, it seemed like there was this kind of huge latency between the time that a big brand was starting to try something and by the time it made its way down to small business for quite a while. Well, this year, it seems totally different. Now, in my defense, I'll say that 10 years ago, I was like 7 years old, but this coming year, there are a number of trends that have started to be tested and piloted this year that I think by this time next year, most small businesses will have already started to look at, and it's kind of exciting stuff.
Good. What's an example?
Awesome. So our first big trend for 2020 is dynamic email marketing. Now, we've heard a little bit about this. So Google started testing AMP for email, so accelerated mobile pages.
Say it again.
Yeah, it's AMP for email, so AMP, and AMP stands for accelerated mobile pages as part of Google's big mobile first.
AMP for email? Did you say AMP?
Yes, AMP, so AMP.
AMP for email. Okay, go ahead.
AMP for email. And it started to be rolled out in July and just recently came out in beta. What this is, Jim, is imagine that you're a small business. It could be a haircut, or it could be a pizzeria, it could be a law office. Being able to send your prospects and customers an email that's fully interactive, where they can schedule an appointment. They can browse your product catalog, or they can even place a purchase from within the email itself.
They don't have to go to your platform. They can take care of it all right there inside the email inside your email client.
Exactly.
Directly. Wow.
Email clients. And Google has rolled this out, but Microsoft and Yahoo and other web platforms are supporting it as well. So this is going to be very commonplace soon. And what's neat is I was wondering about small businesses, and I came across this company, you may be familiar with it, Aweber, that is this small business email marketing service in the Midwest. And they are already offering it to small businesses where it's a web portal that you log on to.
Right.
And it's all drag and drop functionality. And you just put your pieces together of your email and then lock and load. And you're
ready. I see this. This is very exciting. I see this catching on because, as you know, email was one of the original elements of the building blocks of the World Wide Web. I mean, from the day one, the Internet, the World Wide Web included email. And after 20, 30 years, it's still a workhorse. And now you're describing new relevance of a classic fundamental tool, right?
Absolutely. Email is the most important digital marketing channel today for
And the one that more small businesses feel are second nature to them. More so, I'm not minimizing social media, but more so than the social media platforms for a lot of small businesses.
Absolutely. Something like 72% of consumers prefer email as the main channel for interacting with brands of any size. So it's hugely important. And this is really cool. You know, if you think about it, webmail is a website. You're really logging onto a website when you go to Gmail.
Right.
Or, you know, any webmail platform. So, you know, in some ways it's kind of like, wow, it's about time, but also super exciting to see.
Does it work the same on a mobile platform?
Well, the whole thing is designed to be mobile first. So part of this is to make email accelerate in the mobile channel. So, super cool development. And
all right.
I think
that's
exciting.
And are there going to be multiple? Is this an open technology?
It is open. It's a framework that Google is it's developed and championing, but Yahoo and Microsoft and other platforms are going to support it. I mean, this is an open standard.
So look for that, folks. AMP for email. As an interactive way of getting reaching customers. All right, let's get one more in here before we have to go to a break.
Awesome. Second is called BIMI. This is BIMI, and it stands for Brand Indicators for Message Identification. Big mouthful there, but just remember BIMI. Now, remember the last time I was on the show, Jim, we talked about email security. This is actually a email security solution that is being developed by, it's an industry standard by a lot of different companies. It's still in pilots right now. But what this is beyond the email security aspect of it, imagine whether your email is dynamic or just a regular static email. When it lands in someone's email box, you just got your subject line, you know, to stand out amongst everybody else. But with BIMI, you actually get your brand logo or any graphic that you want off to the side in the space controlled by your webmail or email client that says, you know, hey, this is a message from Jim Blassingham Show or you know, mom and pop, you know, retailer down the street. It's literally you can't ignore it when you're going through email. It's not intrusive, but you'll know, one, that is indeed something I want to look at, and it's standing out from the crowd. And two, I'll know it's from you, that it is authentically from you.
It'd be difficult, if not impossible, for somebody to try, a bad guy, to replicate that.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so that's BIMI, folks. Watch for that as a new way to secure your marketing messages. Rick Matheson and I will be right back. iMatheson.com, is that right, Rick?
That's right.
iMatheson.com is the website. Quick break, stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.